Hi, this is Raul Gallegos, also known as Asmodian on ACB Radio Interactive. Today my review is going to be talking about your mail with a strong emphasis on IMAP. I will be discussing a little bit about POP3, however, the majority of the review will be centered around IMAP and its uses. First off, what I would like to share with you is that mail can be read in many different ways with many different clients. In the Windows platform, the two more popular mail clients are Outlook Express and Eudora. There are a lot of people who use Microsoft Outlook, which is part of the Office suite. And there are also many third-party, either shareware or freeware or commercial-type applications that one can use to read one's mail. Most of them have the option of giving you a choice between using POP3 or IMAP as your choice. Later on in the segment, I will show you how to set up an IMAP account using Outlook Express. The concepts for setting it up in Eudora are very similar, and I will touch on those as well. First off, POP3 stands for Post Office Protocol Version 3. To describe it in easy terms, basically your client grabs the mail from the mail server and downloads it to your computer locally, erases it off the mail server, and disconnects the POP3 connection. What happens then is your mail is now on your computer and not on the mail servers. You can configure POP3 to leave the mail on the server and only download the messages which you have already read. However, in my opinion, if you're going to be doing that, you might as well go to IMAP, which I will touch on later. The most popular way that mail is checked on the internet is through POP3. You simply have an internet account. You use your favorite mail client. You tell it the name of your mail server, your username, and your password. You also might tell it the name of your outgoing mail server so that you can send mail out to the internet. Then all you do is you check your mail, you read it, you save it or you erase it depending on what it is that you want to do with a particular message, and you write new messages and you go on. Again, all the mail used with the POP3 protocol is downloaded off of the mail server and onto your computer. This means that if you are using only one computer at home for your personal email, then you can only read your email from that computer. If you want to be able to check your mail from other places, there are other options, and this is where we get a little more in-depth with IMAP. And before I do go into talking more on IMAP, I would like to say that the third way that a lot of people check mail is through webmail. And webmail is basically where you use your browser, which is a web client. You use your browser, you connect to a web page, you log in with your username and password, and all your email appears with links on a web page. For example, Hotmail and Yahoo are two of the more popular webmail services around. A lot of colleges also have webmail. This has the advantage that you can check your mail from anywhere in the world that has a browser, and all you do is check it that way. From speaking to other computer users and from my own personal experience, I find that webmail, although very convenient this way, does limit you in the sense that you cannot check your mail as quickly and you can't manage your mail as easily as if you're using your own client on your own computer. This is not to say in any means that webmail is not an option, because there are times that webmail is your only option. However, for the purposes of this review, the main focus is with POP3 and with IMAP. And now on to IMAP. What exactly is IMAP? Well, IMAP stands for Internet Message Access Protocol. Without getting into a detailed and technical in-depth explanation of that, in short, the IMAP protocol is a way to manage your mail remotely with a local client on your computer. Now, what this means, for example, let's say that I have two computers, a desktop, which I primarily use at home, and I have a laptop so that when I do some traveling, I can have access to the internet or, you know, whatever computing needs I might have. Now, let's say that if you are an email junkie like myself, you've got a lot of emails that you've saved over time, you have maybe 10 mailing lists that you're on. Some of them are very important for you to stay on, some it may not matter as much. In any case, your mail usage and demand is pretty high. If you're in this type of situation, you may consider using the IMAP protocol. And here's a perfect example. Going back to POP3, where the messages are downloaded to your local client, I'll use Outlook Express in this example. They are then deleted off the server. Normally, this is okay if all you're using is your desktop computer. However, now that you're going to be traveling, you're going to be gone for a week, you take your laptop with you. If you check mail from your desktop computer before you leave, you read it. Any messages that are there on your inbox are literally on your computer. They are no longer on the server. So when you check mail a few days later while you're on the road, you check it from your laptop, you will get any new messages that have come into your mail server or your internet's mail server since you've checked it on the desktop. Those, again, using POP3, those will now be on your laptop. Now, what if there are messages that you want to save, put on certain folders? Now you have some messages on your desktop and you have some messages on your laptop, and they can quickly get out of control and get out of sync. This is where you may want to consider using IMAP. With IMAP, you can still define folders, you can define filters, you can define anything that works in Outlook Express or Eudora, whichever mail client you're using. However, the mail folders that you are working with are on the mail server, not locally on your computer. So, going back to my example of having two computers, a desktop and a laptop, and again to my example of using Outlook Express. I set up my mail account, but instead of using POP3, I tell it to use IMAP. I give it pretty much the same information: the incoming mail server, the outgoing mail server, your login username, and your login password. Now, however, instead of your folders actually being on your local computer, you're actually viewing them remotely. And any new folder you create remotely from the IMAP connection is stored on the mail server. So let's say I create a folder while I'm checking my mail from my desktop in this IMAP mode. I create a folder in my mail called vacation. And let's say that in this folder I wish to save any particular messages that I'm reading while I'm on vacation to review later or something. Well, the advantage of IMAP is now that that folder is created from my desktop, because I did it with an IMAP connection, that folder gets created on the mail server. I can now close my Outlook Express from the desktop. When I check my mail from the laptop, I can see the folder that I created called Vacation. Now, I created it from the desktop computer, but because I'm using IMAP, that folder was on the mail server. So now my laptop computer is actually seeing that folder. I can now save any messages I want while I'm vacation there to that folder for review later on. So I enjoy my vacation, I check mail here and there, I erase messages, I save messages, I do whatever I would normally do from the desktop, but I do it all from the laptop computer. I get home, put the laptop away, check mail from my desktop, the mail is exactly how it was left from the laptop. Again, because I'm using IMAP. This gives you the advantage of using a local mail client, however you're working with remote folders. There is the biggest reason why I use IMAP instead of POP3 for my particular mail needs. Another reason why you might use IMAP is a lot of times if you're working in a corporate type environment, large companies or even smaller companies, but any sort of company or business that has a mail system where a lot of the mail is intranet based, which means internal, then most likely what's going to be done is there's going to be an IMAP server running in place. Good examples of IMAP servers which run on a corporate level would be HP OpenMail and Microsoft Exchange. These servers not only synchronize mail folders, but they also synchronize tasks, calendars, and appointments. And they do this so that if you're on a team that has a certain schedule to go by and you use, for example, the Microsoft Outlook client, which is part of the Microsoft Office suite, you can use its calendaring feature to synchronize a certain appointment. And that way, if people depend solely on that calendar as to when they can see you at your office, they can actually pull up your calendar off of their computer. Now, this is going a little out of context of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about just mail. However, the same principle applies in that people use a local program, a local client like Outlook, Eudora, Outlook Express, to manage remote folders. And if it's just mail, that's one thing that can be done. If it's calendar and appointments and tasks, that's another thing. That's when it gets to be used very in-depth. For most users who may not work in a corporate environment but may have a lot of mail and may travel from time to time, then using IMAP might still be an option to go with. Now what I would like to do is show you how to create an IMAP account using Outlook Express. The way to do this is very similar to setting up a POP3 account, as I had mentioned before. However, there are some differences which I would like to go over, especially when it comes to synchronizing mail and synchronizing your mailboxes, or folders is what they're called in this case. I am using WindowEyes version 4.5 for this, and also the synthesizer I have slowed down to hopefully what's a comfortable level, using DeckTalk Access 32 for this. So first I'm going to go to the desktop.
Desktop, broadcasting.
And I have an Outlook Express icon on here.
Outlook Express 20 of 20.
Now I'm going to go ahead and press enter on it to start it. Now, right now, there is nothing configured in Outlook Express on my machine whatsoever. So the new account wizard is going to come up. If you've already got a mail account configured with Outlook Express, then all you need to do is pull down the accounts menu and go to create new account. Here we go. I'm pressing enter on Outlook Express. Now it's opening it up.
Edit box. Display name D. Property sheet. Property sheet.
And I'm going to hit Control to stop the speech. Okay, this box that I'm on.
Display name D.
Is display name. So this is how I want my name to appear when I write emails. So I'm going to type in Raul A. Gallegos.
Raul A. Gallegos.
Okay. And I'm going to press tab.
Next 10 button.
All right, next.
Edit box, email address E.
Now, it's asking me here for the email address. Now, the particular account that I created for this test is mainmenu@asmodian.net. So I'm going to go ahead and type that in there, mainmenu@asmodian.net.
Mainmenu@asmodian.net.
Now, remember that we will be doing a IMAP connection and not an a POP3 connection.
Frank B. Next 10.
So we're going to next.
Edit box. Incoming mail POP3 in the 4 HTTP server I.
Okay, so I'm at the incoming mail server field. Now, the default is POP3. However, I'm going to set this up as IMAP, so I need to press Shift Tab once, and this is where this is different. This is the first step that is different than setting up a POP3 account. When you get to the mail server edit box, you have to hit Shift Tab once.
My incoming mail server is S POP3 1 of 3 combo box.
Okay, that's a combo box. It's telling you that my incoming server is A, and that's your options. POP3 is your first one.
IMAP 2 of 3.
IMAP is the second.
HTTP 3.
And HTTP is the third. Now, as you remember earlier when I was talking about webmail, you can use Outlook Express to read your Hotmail email so that you don't have to use the website for that. However, in the scope of this review, we're going to just be talking about IMAP. So I'm going to hit up arrow back
IMAP
to IMAP.
2 of 3.
All right, now I'm going to tab.
Edit box. Incoming
now
mail
back
POP3 in for HTTP.
To the original edit box of when this particular window came up. So the incoming mail server is mail.asmodian.net. Okay, now we hit tab.
Edit box. Outgoing mail SMTP server O.
Now the outgoing mail server, in most cases, is going to be your internet provider's mail server. And there are many reasons why it would be or wouldn't be. And let's just go ahead and, for the purposes of this review, I'm going to say it's mail.asmodian.net, which is the same as the incoming. But in any case, though, it doesn't matter how you send mail out. Receiving email is not at all the same as sending mail out. So you can configure your client to receive email a certain way, and you can configure it to send mail a certain way, and they are not synonymous. Okay, so now that I've set up outgoing mail server, I'm going to press tab again.
Back me button.
And that's the back.
Next 10
and one
button.
More is next. So I'm going to hit enter.
Edit box
next.
Account name and main menu.
Okay, this box here is showing the account name as main menu, which basically means your login name or account name. It could have different names for what they're calling it. So this is the login username, and in this case, it is main menu. In most cases, your login name will be the first part of your email address. Now, with my particular setup, my login name has
main
to
menu.
Be the full you. Email address. So I'm going to add @asmodian.net so that the full account name or login name
main menu,
is mainmenu@asmodian.net. Now, again, The login name might vary depending on the type of mail server or web host provider you're using. The particular one I use, the login name needs to be the full email address.
Edit box, password P.
Okay, and then the password goes here. So I'm putting that in there.
Question.
Okay, and it shows question marks.
Remember password W, checkbox checked.
This checkbox is for it to remember your password. The default is to yes, please remember the password, so you don't have to put it in every time you check your mail from this client. I'm going to go ahead and leave it that way.
Log on using secure password authentication pass checkbox unchecked.
And I'm going to leave the log on using secure password authentication unchecked, which is
rank
the default.
Button. Next 10 button.
And there's my next.
Finish button.
Okay, now what it's telling me here that the account is created, I'll go ahead and read the dialog box.
Internet connection wizard, congratulations. You have successfully entered all of the information required to set up your account. To save these settings, click finish, back B button, default, finish button, cancel button.
Okay, so the default button
default,
is finish.
Button.
So I'm going to press enter.
Outlook Express, yes, Y button, dialog, Outlook Express, would you like to download folders from the mail server you added? Default, yes, Y button, no N.
Now, anytime you add or modify an IMAP account with Outlook Express, it's going to ask you if the folders should be synchronized. In other words, do you want to download folders? You'll want to synchronize and download the folders each time you add one, especially if you do it from a different computer. Because, for example, right now I'm on the desktop computer. If I want to go and read my mail from the laptop computer, the Outlook Express configuration may not see that I have those new folders, and so I would want to do a folder synchronization from the laptop computer so that it sees the new folders that I created while I was on the desktop. So in short, the answer to this question is yes.
Outlook Express, edit box, display folders which contain D, custom control, dialog, downloading folders from mail.asmodean.net.
Okay, so now it's downloading the folders from mail.asmodean.net, which in this case are not very many since I've just created this account. Okay, now that it's done downloading the folders,
inbox, 1 of 3, list view.
I see that I have 3 folders. I've got inbox,
sent items, 2,
sent items,
drafts, 3 of 3,
and drafts. Now, you'll notice there is no folder called Outbox. This is one of the differences of how Outlook Express handles IMAP versus POP3. When you're in POP3 mode, if you're reading mail, or rather if you're writing mail, as soon as you write your message and hit the send button, it temporarily goes to the Outbox. Once it gets sent, it gets transferred to the sent items. With IMAP, there is no Outbox. As soon as you have sent a message, it gets copied to the sent folder, and it stays there until it goes out, and or until you erase your messages, or maybe you have it configured to not save your messages from your sent items. And that's okay.
Send out inbox, 1.
Now, I'm going back to inbox. Now, it says 1 of 3, and this is a tree view. This is how Outlook Express shows its folder. If I hit upper one more time,
mail.asmodean.net, expanded, 3 items, 2 of 2,
it shows
two.
Me that the branch that I'm in is the mail.asmodean.net branch, and it also tells me this is the second branch. The top branch of all your Outlook Express is always going to be local folders, which is the default on where it puts in any POP3 mail folders. However, if the only account you have is IMAP, then you'll really not have any need for those local folders, so you'll pretty much just stay here.
Inbox.
Now, the way you check mail, you can do it in one of two ways. The traditional way is to do a Control M, and that'll send and receive all mail, and you can have it done so that it does it automatically for you every 5 minutes, every 2 minutes, every 30 minutes, you know, whatever you want. That's strictly a personal choice. However, there's another way you can do it, and that is by leaving the mailbox and coming back into it. So, for example, right now I'm in the inbox.
No selected item.
If I tab,
no selected item.
I'm hitting up and down, and this tells me that there's no mail there. Now, if I want to check mail by synchronizing the folder, all I have to do is leave the folder and go back into it. So I'm going to hit shift
folders,
tab.
Inbox, 1 of 3, depth.
Now I'm going to hit down arrow.
Send items.
And then up arrow.
Inbox, 1 of 3.
Now what that does is it forces a synchronization of the folder. And if any new messages have come in the meantime, it'll show up there. So I'm going to tab to the list of messages from the inbox.
No selected item. List view. Raul G. Subject. Test. Received. 11/17/2003, 8:21 p.m. 1 of 1.
Okay, so now that shows me that I do have a message in here by me. I sent it from my regular mail account. And with IMAP, the way it works is you have to remember you are using a local program to control remote mail. It hasn't actually downloaded the message. The only thing it downloaded was just some simple headers just showing who wrote the message and the subject and the date and time. That way it actually displays it on the inbox for me. But the message itself has not been downloaded. It will not get downloaded until I press enter to open the message. So one thing that you might notice, especially if you're on dial-up, is that it does take a little longer for messages to open when you open them with Outlook Express in IMAP configuration versus POP3. Now, if you have a cable or DSL or any sort of high-speed connection, the differences may not really be that much. Unless you're getting an attachment or you're getting a relatively large message, then you might notice that it's taking a little while to open. So, I'm going to press enter on this, and it'll open the message.
Test. Loading page. Load onto links. Hello, this is a test message. The main menu review is going great. Take care. Raul A. Gallegos. http://www.asmodee.net. Link for the best 2 hours of ADS music on ACB Radio Interactive Saturdays 22 UTC. Visit http://www.chosenads.com. Visit link for all the details. Button.
Okay, so just read me the message. It didn't take very long to actually open it. And from here, I can do a Control R to reply to it. I can forward it. I can do whatever I like to it. I can hit Escape, and that
inbox
will
Outlook Express.
Close that window and go back to the inbox.
Red, Raul.
And now the message is marked red because I've read the message. Now, from here, I can delete the message. Or, as I mentioned before, I can do a number of things. Another difference between IMAP and the way it handles messages is when I delete the message, unlike with POP3, it's not going to move it to a deleted items folder. All it's going to do is mark the message to be deleted. When you work with messages in IMAP, you're mainly working with the headers. You're not working with the message itself until you actually take an action on the message. So what happens is the message itself is going to be marked to be deleted if I delete this message. And the next time the mailbox is synchronized, in other words, I check for new mail or I want to update the mailbox, it sends up the list of messages that I have marked to delete, and it deletes them from the server. Now, since I'm using IMAP, if I just leave this message in red status and I close Outlook Express, I can then open Outlook Express from a different computer with an IMAP setup just like this one, and I will have my inbox looking exactly the way this is, and the message will already have been marked red. If I reply to this message and then close Outlook Express and then open it from a different computer with Outlook Express or Eudora or any mail client that has IMAP configured on it, it will also show the message on there, and it will show it as replied to. So the message seems like it's traveling with you on a computer, and the only reason for that is because it's actually being stored on the mail server still. Even though I downloaded a copy of the message to read, the original message is still on the mail server. And until I synchronize the changes that I've done here locally with the remote server, then those changes won't take effect. Now, what I'm going to do is create a new folder and move that message there to that folder because I want to save it.
Folders, inbox, 1 of 3.
Okay,
step 3.
So I'm back into my folder list. I'm going to hit up arrow once.
Mail.asmodee.net, expanded.
Now I'm in the main part of the account. From here, I press the applications key.
Context menu. O open. I find. M remove account. S set as default account. N new folder. Dialog.
And I go down to new folder. I press
menu
enter
closed.
There.
Menu closed. Edit box. Folder name F. Dialog.
Okay. Folder name. Let's call it saved messages. Press enter.
Mail.asmodee.net Outlook Express folders. Mail.asmodee.net expanded. 4 items. 2 of 2.
Now it's telling me that I've got 4 items in this branch, whereas before it showed me that I had 3. So now if I want to go to that message and move it over to my saved messages folder,
folders.
I'm going to go back up to inbox.
Draft. Send items. Inbox.
Right there.
1 of 4.
Tab
red.
To it.
Raul G.
Now there's my message.
Red.
Now if I want to move a message, let's say I want to save this message that I got, this test message, I have now created the Save Messages folder. So what I will do now is
red.
Press the Applications key because it gives me the context of which options are available to me regarding this message.
Context menu.
And if I hit up arrow,
R properties, M download message label, re add center to, U undelete disable, D delete, C copy to folder, V move to folder,
there's
dialog.
Copy to folder and move to folder.
C copy to folder, V move to
now,
folder.
Now I want to move this to a folder, so I press enter on move to folder.
Menu closed, menu closed, move the item S to the selected folder, saved messages, 4 of 4, step 3, preview,
and here's
dialog.
My list of messages
Drafts.
Where
send
I can draft. Move it to.
Saved messages.
I'm pressing enter on saved messages.
Inbox Outlook Express, cancel, button, dialog, Outlook Express, moving messages, cancel, button, inbox Outlook. Public Express, Raul G. Subject, test, receipt.
Okay. Now, it's there. Now, normally when you move an item, it's supposed to delete it from the original location. This is the case. However, because I'm using IMAP again, it hasn't actually deleted it yet. However, it has marked it to be deleted. So as soon as I synchronize the mailbox, that message will be gone. Now, there is an option under the View pull-down menu, which is labeled Show Deleted Messages, and the default is to have that checked. I usually like to uncheck it so that if I delete a message, it actually takes it out of my inbox, and that way I don't have to see messages that are marked to be deleted. That is personal preference, and I'm going to actually set that now.
Alt F5.
With Alt V for View.
Show messages checked. G group messages by conversation. Show deleted messages checked.
There's show deleted messages, and that shows it is checked. So I'm pressing Enter
menu
to toggle
closed.
That off.
No selected item. No selected item.
And now, see, the message is not there. Whereas before, it was showing it, even though it was just marked to be deleted. I find this easier and faster to use because it basically hides the message. It's still there, but it hides it. As soon as you synchronize your mailbox, though, it will literally be gone. So now I'm going to Shift-Tab to my list
inbox.
Of folders, and then down arrow to Save Messages.
Send item, drafts, save messages, 4 of 4.
And I'm tabbing to that
no
folder.
No selected item, Raul G, subject, test,
and
receive.
There's my test message.
Raul G.
So, now if I close Outlook Express and go open it from a different computer anywhere in the world with Outlook Express or any sort of mail client with IMAP capabilities, I synchronize the folders, and not only is it going to give me inbox, sent items, and drafts, but it will also give me save messages. And when I open the save messages folder, this message will be there. So there is the biggest advantage of IMAP. One thing that I would like to mention is that if you use Eudora for your email client, as I have mentioned before, it does have IMAP capabilities. You add a new personality, and in the section that you are telling it the mail server, it's got a radio button so that you can either pick POP or IMAP. All you would do is simply is pick the IMAP selection, and everything else is the same. You still configure your personality settings exactly the same as you would when you set up a new POP3 account in Eudora. Just some final notes to add is a reminder that using IMAP for your mail is not limited to just Outlook Express or Eudora. In my example before, I used Outlook Express simply because it's one of the more popular mail clients. It comes free with Windows, and it's already there. You don't have to download anything. You don't have to install anything, whereas if you are a Eudora user or you would like to start using Eudora, you have to download that, configure it, which is not a problem. I personally use Mutt, which is a mail client in Linux, and that has POP3 as well as IMAP capabilities, and I use the IMAP feature of that for my particular mail needs. There are many, many clients out there which can do the same thing for you. There are some clients that may not offer IMAP support and only offer POP3, so if you want to try IMAP, you'll want to definitely try a client that has IMAP support. And Outlook Express and Eudora definitely have that support. And I believe Eudora from version 5 and on have the IMAP capability. If you wish to get a hold of me, or if you have any questions regarding this review, feel free to send an email to asmodian@acbradio.org. Asmodian is A-S-M-O-D-E-A-N. Thank you, and I hope you have enjoyed this review on IMAP and mail.